Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Fly on the Wall, presented by Moving Forward Together and the Wausau School District. Today we've got John Uding, myself, Reggie Smith, Laura Morris, and Rebecca Barbian, in which we talk about snow days. Snow days are pretty popular around here, up in Wisconsin, and what happens is a little bit of instruction is lost with those snow days. And Rebecca and I were actually talking about this with a couple of teachers at one of our high schools and how that is just time lost and how they try to make that time up using the technology, whether it be through a learning management system or different ways. So today we discussed how we can start thinking about keeping that consistency and keeping that learning going regardless of where you are. So let's have a listen.
Even just started with, looking at how many school districts are considering going to snow days can be used not just as a day off, but it can actually continue to be an educational experience, even though you're not physically in the building, with using the learning management systems. Starting with that, it's not just Minnesota. Chicago, Illinois is looking at it. There's quite a few states that are looking at this as an option, because for them too, you think just as a school district, it's going to save you a little bit of cash if you don't have to make up those extra days
and
with electricity and
all
that stuff.
They're not here, so you're not only saving the, you're right, so you're not going longer. And what was that district? You said there was a district south of us that, or north of us, that had like 17 days offers. I mean, it's something crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was, Richmond? Richland, maybe? They had 12 days off, some for flooding, some for weather, some for snow and ice.
Right, and then you even look at how much that's going to mess up, like, your summer school.
Mm-hmm.
Summer
school, sports.
If you got to push back 10 extra days, that really impacts quite a bit of it. Well, I don't know how much sports. If it's a snow day, you're still not going to have, the sporting events.
Right, but if those extracurriculars, you got to make up that time. Like, you make up all those games, or you make up those, so you have to, if you still want to participate and do that stuff.
Would they be able to if, like, you canceled school because the morning was going to be really bad, but then the afternoon was okay? If you're
technically
you don't have to go to the building,
but
then we'll be there in the afternoon.
But I think that's still in a rigid frame of mind where if you're not physically here in the building, you can't be fit. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you were holding class, because let's say, I hate to say it, but Wisconsin, it'll snow in the morning and then it'll be 70 in the afternoon.
Right.
So what happens if it, like today, it snowed this morning, then it all melted, and now we're fine. So could you come back and still do your extracurriculars, your after-school stuff, but your classes were held virtually because you couldn't make it into school?
Right.
That's a school structure thing. That's a bigger piece than just
the academic part of it.
Yeah.
Right.
Which gets at the idea, too, of you don't always have to be in a building.
And right next to each other.
And right next to each other in nice, neat rows and columns.
Right.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah. As always, there's going to be certain things you have to do that for, but
a snow day
always
here and there.
Right.
Totally possible.
Yep. There's always things that you can do that'll
I guess
be beneficial.
You wouldn't
want to
advocate for 3 weeks virtual in a traditional setting, but I think if you did
here and there.
A day here and there, or 3 days,
or anything.
Right. But have that contingency where you say, if you can do it, do it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or even then, if you kind of expand that too for, like if the teacher has to be out sick for the day. Like, we've had teachers say they're using their learning management system to pretend to be there. They're recording video directions. They're recording everything so that the students aren't missing that content. It's like the teacher is still in the room. Everything is posted online. They can get to it. It's not losing that instructional time because the teacher is sick and can't be in the building that day.
Well, because, the teachers are physically and literally recording themselves, giving them the directions. It's
explaining
not
the content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, okay, so where I was going with that, though, is that a parent says, I've got this kindergarten, or my child who's in kindergarten, I don't know what to do, I don't want him just sucked to the TV the whole time, I don't want him just doing nothing but consuming. Do you have something that they could do?
Right.
And then, you could have enrichment or whatever, you could put these activities out there and
additional practice and...
Yeah.
Well, and I think, too, for a parent who wants to help kids with work or help their child with work but wasn't present for the instruction,
mm-hmm.
it just ensures that the same language and strategies are used with the students and it's a true reinforcement of the learning instead of, I didn't learn it that way, do it this way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the resources are there for them to be able to help.
So people that want to just stay proactive in making sure that their kids are doing something productive
mm-hmm.
on days like that, or... But I think that comes down to you've got to have two important... Well, there's a lot of factors, I guess. You got to have the device, and then you got to have some place you're going for that,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to have some kind of instruction, and then you got to have, like, the internet and stuff like that, too, so you can't just expect that to work.
You got to be planned out enough, though, too, you know, to capture all that, or brave enough to capture it as you're delivering it to kids,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and then post that exact same thing.
So they could go back and say, I know she said something during this lesson,
mm-hmm.
what was it? And it's right there.
Mm-hmm. Or, how do I do that again?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, why don't you go check out on the learning management system.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I think it just relates, like, a lot of times, you know, kids are sick or kids are gone all the time, so I just feel like having that ability to go back to stuff, that's where we're headed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't have to be in the classroom all the time. Like, it really can take place anywhere.
I don't think kids are any different than adults. As adults, we want it when we want it,
mm-hmm.
how we want it,
mm-hmm.
And expect that sense of immediacy. I think kids are the same way.
Mm-hmm. I think they might be worse.
Well, if they're prone to being frustrated about something, especially if they're at home and they have a task that they're supposed to complete and don't have the resources to go back to, that's really frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Could all be there for
them. You know, it was interesting at the conference that I was at just recently, actually, like, we started talking about, like, different apps and different uses for these iPads, and a majority of the districts that are around us or that are in the state that we're at this conference
mm-hmm.
had the app store wide open, allowed games, allowed anything and everything. And I kind of, like, you know, eyebrows up and said, really? Like, you allow anything to be on those iPads? I said, then how do you stop any of that from taking place at all times?
Right.
You know, during instruction. And they didn't have an answer. You know, and I'm like, I think that's the wrong answer. Like, you can't just give these kids a device and leave it wide open. I think that was, for us, like, we try to say, here's a device, but it's supposed to be an educational tool. Like, you know, and I think the concern then, like, people are, I think maybe you said it earlier today, where the fun wears off of
mm-hmm.
these devices to some degree, but they were never intended to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
right.
like the cool or the wow factor of iPads in hands goes away, but which, you know, you don't want to think that they're less cool or something, but at the same time, like, you don't want the impression that these were just for games. Like,
mm-hmm.
so I think, I don't know, that's a narrow street we walk down
right.
in making sure we do it right, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we were very purposeful in saying it has a specific purpose and teaching that and reteaching that to the kids.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so that makes me think of some of the difficulty in getting... the hard part is not teaching the tech, like Dr. November says, but it's the change in thinking that people need to acquire in order to see how to utilize it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And it really stretches the thinking, which is hard, but that's the exact kind of thinking we want our kids to be able to do. We want them to extend it and grow it and be challenged by it.
I think we all want to be entertained, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that study? The brain wants novelty and it wants the same thing.
We got repetition.
It wants
same
structure and novelty at the same time. So
sure.
It's how do you give that structure, but then keep it novel enough and change how things, how they're going to look and interact.
That's a tall order.
Time. Yeah.
All right, well, there you have it. Episode 3 is in the books. Today we talked about snow days, how to use technology to keep the learning going regardless of where you are. You know, up here in Wisconsin, we have snow days several times a year, and a lot of times that learning stops. And so we as a team are trying to think of ways that we can leverage the technology to keep that learning going so it's not a time gone. It's not a day wasted. So hopefully you got something out of it. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and tune in next time for episode 4.